Welcome to a live edition of Hound Pound Sports Talk with your hosts, Jace Deary, Charlie Maurer, and Spencer Pickering, only here on 91.3 WHJE.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another edition of Hound Pound Sports Talk, only here on 91.3 WHJE. I'm your host, Jace Deary, and beside me, as usual, we have Spencer Pickering. Charlie Maurer will be here second half of the show. He has some other academic duties to take care of. What's up, Spencer?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing all right, man. We got a good show for you guys today. Back-to-back weeks.
Freshman. You got to see people like Robert Fry get a little bit more time. But yeah, I mean, like you talked about, there's so much talent on that team. I think that they have the potential to really go far this year.
Not only the Hounds really doing well on offense, really, the Greyhounds really stress a defensive mindset and how Coach Osborne always talks about less than 40% shooting for their opponents. And looking else at the stat line, if we're looking at free throws, actually the Hounds, who have struggled on the year in free throw shooting, they shot 50% from the free throw line. So okay, but they can obviously, you know, that's always one thing you can improve on. And one thing, looking at the Anderson Indians turnovers, it was actually a very close game. It was actually very close when it came to turnovers, as the Indians looking at the stat sheet, the Indians had 13 turnovers to the Hounds 7. So good defensive side of the ball right there for the Greyhounds. And the Hound Pound Sports Talk, Jace Deary, Spencer Pickering. In the studio now, we have a very special guest, senior guard of the Carmel Greyhounds and Marion basketball commit, Luke Hetty, joins us in studio. What's up, Luke?
Hey, how are you doing, man?
Good. Thank you for stopping by.
No problem. To get better in, but I think as long as we're our best in March, we'll be just fine.
So obviously we talked a little bit over the break about how your dad is now the coach at Marion, and now you guys are making that transition to Coach Osborne. Can you speak a little bit on your relationship with Coach Osborne and how it's kind of progressed this year?
Yeah, I mean, Coach Osborne's like a second father to me. He was there, I think, my dad's second year, so he's been around for forever. And I remember the year my dad brought him in, and it was just after practice, because I would come over and hang out at practice, and I got to know him really well every year. And so just that camaraderie with him and just with my dad, and he would come over to the house sometimes just to hang out and stuff like that. So it's definitely a really good relationship between me and Coach Osborne.
Being kind of the freshman phenom, if you will, Kay Clark stepping up, being very, very unselfish, you know, not being afraid to put the ball on the floor and attacking the rim more. She's kind of more known for her three-point shooting ability, but she attacked the rim very well against Cathedral as well. And I'm just really excited. We're getting closer and closer to sectional basketball, and the girls are playing their best basketball of the season.
Yeah, they defeated Cathedral 74-31. And speaking of Kay Clark, she had 23 points going 5-for-5 from the 5-for-5 from the three-point line. So hats off to them for a fantastic game. And actually, overall, the Hounds shot 58% from the field. So a great shooting night for the Hounds overall.
Mm-hmm. One thing that we talked about with that game was actually kind of the confidence that these seniors have brought to the team. I know we've talked to Reagan and a couple other seniors on that team last week. And kind of, I think one huge factor that's really playing into this is how they're able to kind of transition these kids, like, as you guys mentioned, Kate Clark being a freshman, and get that success while they're still so young so they can fill those roles once they get a little bit older.
Yeah, absolutely. And even and switching over to defense, actually, the Hounds forced the Irish to have 25 turnovers. So not only were they shooting lights out, they were forcing the Irish to be sloppy on offense. So, Charlie, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Hound Pound Sports Talk. Jace Deary, Charlie Maurer, Spencer Pickering. And in the studio now, we have a very special guest, freshman guard for the girls varsity basketball team, Kate Clark, joined us in the studio. Kate, thank you so much for coming on.
Hello.
Hi. Thank you for coming on.
Kate, it being your first year here at Carmel, and Coach Trimpe's not first year as coaching, but first year as her head coach, as a head coach at Carmel, what has been her impact on you as a player on and off the floor?
I mean, like you've said, I've known her for, like, I don't even know how many years now, but our relationship is really good, which helps, I think. And I think she's doing a really good job, especially it being her first year, like, as a head coach. That's really hard.
Player go out. Depth is a huge, huge deal when it comes to trying to make up for a star talent going out. And the Pacers have that. So I feel like the Pacers are going to make the playoffs for sure. The question is, who's going to step up alongside Thaddeus Young? You said Spencer, you talked about Miles Turner possibly stepping up even into a bigger leadership role now that he is. I think Darren Collison stepping up is going to be huge. And I think the biggest player stepping up, Tyreek Evans.
Absolutely.
He's going to move in most likely to that starting role. Tyreek has had a really, really tough season, and he's going to have more minutes now. He's going to have more opportunities to try and play better basketball. He needs to start shooting the ball better from the three-point line. He needs to start defending better as well. And we've seen Tyreek Evans play great basketball. He played with the Memphis Grizzlies last year, had a career year. Yeah, Sacramento has had a really, really solid career, and he needs to step up now without Victor Oladipo.
Yeah, I mean, there are veterans on this team, and I agree. I think that it is something to be worried about, but I don't think it's going to affect the Pacers that much right now.
And one young guy that's really going to step up is Aaron Holiday. Expect him to get some minutes. He has gotten minutes this year when Oladipo's been down, because McMillan has a pretty set normal rotation that he'll run with about eight, nine guys. So now expect Holiday to get some minutes that, you know, guys like Doug McDermott would get on the offensive, to the ball. So from all of us here on the show, we hope Oladipo gets the fastest recovery possible, and we hope it's nothing serious. And with that, we're actually going to end the show. From all of us here at Hound Pound Sports Talk, we thank you so much for tuning in this Thursday morning. You've been listening to Hound Pound Sports Talk on 91.3 WHJE, the home of the Greyhounds.